this man. What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling.
Looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather, not as crazy tonight. Let's check on a couple of things. Excessive heat for Southern California and Vegas, plus excessive heat warning for the Grand Canyon. Here's a weather feature that will become more common. Red flag warnings for dangerous fire conditions, Southern Colorado, and coming off the high plains of Montana and North Dakota. Frost advisory tonight across northern Indiana and Benton Harbor, Michigan. And more winter with a winter weather advisory inland for inland New England, all west of I-95 for tonight. So what's your weather tomorrow? That New England snow will be mixing with rain as far south as the Poconos in PA. New Clipper system will be racing across the Great Lakes with some showers in tandem with an upper-level impulse. More showers Missouri down to central Oklahoma. And the next Pacific storm crashes into the Pacific Northwest with mountain snows and valley rains. And it will keep getting hotter in the southwest, so stay extra cool. Otherwise, not bad at all. Your local forecast, that's coming up. And if you've got any questions, you can always email me, bigjohnweather@gmail.com. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
Space Age News.
The Asbestos Falls spaceport opening sooner than expected, the latest on the breakfast food shortage, and your community calendar coming up on Asbestos Falls on Sterling on Sunday.
It's Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan. Samuel Ball, farmer, runaway slave, cabbage fortune maker. Curse of Oak Island update later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. It's 1008 at WPHT in Philadelphia, 708 at Real Talk 910 in San Francisco with Walter M. Sterling. Here's the latest from the CDC on the pandemic. The agency has updated its list to include new symptoms: chills, repeated shaking with chills, muscle pain, headache, sore throat, and new loss of taste or smell. Shortness of breath has also been changed to shortness of breath or difficulty breathing. The full list is now fever, cough, shortness of breath, chills, repeated shaking and chills, muscle pain, headache, sore throat, new loss of taste or smell. Coronavirus updates. Global cases are near 3 million people. Louisiana pastor again holds services defying house arrest orders. Georgia is jumping the gun by easing restrictions, says an FDA head, former FDA head. I'm Walter Sterling, and tonight live on a Sunday night, I will keep you up to date on everything we know about the virus, including how many people have suffered and died. Are you ready? In New York City alone, 377 people per day have died. In New Jersey so far since March 15th, just in the state of New Jersey, 5,914 people have died, 231 a day. And in Connecticut, 1,639 people have died since March 15th. People want to go to the hair salon. They want to go to the beach. They want to go out and get a pizza with their buddies. I understand stir crazy, and you and I will talk about stir crazy coming up. But to risk death for a pizza and the beach, I don't get it. You and I will talk about ways to deal with the stir craziness, because what's happening is so many people are stuck in the house with their relatives who they didn't like anyway, and their kids who they're suspicious of, that now they're like, I will do anything to get out of the house. I need to get a whole day out of the house and away from anybody. I get it. I have three daughters. One is 8, one is 14, and one is 17. Three daughters and two female cats and a wife. I get it. But to risk death, let me go over again how many times we've heard the stories of a person first got the symptoms and 2 days later they were dead. Oh, and they were 32. Or my most memorable description of somebody who had it and recovered. She said it was as though my bones and my body were being pulverized. It was as though my bones were being crushed by my own body. Bones being crushed by my own body, or having lunch with friends at a restaurant. Are you nuts? I believe there are many benefits to being at home beyond the fact that you're not going to die. But let's just say you're not going to die. Oh, my gosh, isn't that enough? One of the most haunting images that I first heard about was the theme parks in Orlando, Florida. And we're on 660 in Orlando, Florida. One of the most haunting theme parks was the vision of the theme parks being empty. The happiest place on earth being empty. Disney World, Sea World, Universal Studios, all of them are shut down. There are three cities where it is profound: New York City, Orlando, and Las Vegas. Al Spry lives in Orlando, Florida. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday, Al. How are you?
Thank you for having me on, Walter. It's a pleasure to be here with you. These statistics that you're talking about are very disturbing and disheartening.
Al, have you seen Disney World? You live in Orlando, Florida. Have you gone over and looked inside Disney World? Describe that to us.
I have. It's desolate. That would be the word. Desolation. Quiet. And, of course, I have a Disney pass. I love going to Disney. I'm seeing just this disquieting quiet, if you want to call it that.
Now, the streets of Orlando themselves, International Drive, I understand that Orlando is the number one tourist attraction in America. Is that right?
Not only in America, Walter, in the world.
Number one tourist destination in the world. Therefore, to not see any traffic on I-4, on International Drive, the hotels to be empty, it must be devastating to the economy, and the economy is a no-savings account economy. The people who live in Orlando are working right on the edge, maybe a buck an hour above minimum wage. Have I got that right?
We're dealing with an economy that's based on tourism, an economy that's based on entertainment. So many people that I know that work in the restaurant industry, that work in the tourism industry, are feeling the effects, are staying at home. They're not making income. It's very hard for them to get unemployment. The unemployment system is being overwhelmed by this situation. And you see some cars on the road, but not nearly in the volume that you saw before a few months ago. And when you drive around, there's a surreal feeling. It's kind of like you're in an episode of The Twilight Zone, if you remember that show. And you are constantly having to remind yourself that you're living in Orlando, which has such a vibrancy to it. But yet that vibrancy is missing at the moment.
All right, this is Al Spry. He lives in Orlando, Florida. Al, do you find some mornings when you wake up, as I do, that I can't quite focus, I can't quite get centered on what day of the week this is?
I have to keep checking my phone to remember what day it is.
Because there are no
I'm
other
finding
cues.
That it's a... What would you call it, a time warp? How would you describe it? It's kind of a time warp, isn't it?
It's like living under the dome, both the Simpsons movie and that bad NBC TV show.
And you're living with a lot of females. And that must be an interesting situation because you are pretty much stuck at home with cats and daughters and a wife.
I'm stuck at home with two female cats, three daughters who are under the age of 18, and a wife who's always right. That is a spiritual challenge, Al.
I think you must be working on your meditation, on staying in a state of Zen. I know that I am. I have a wife, my stepdad, and my dog. And
that's plenty. You don't need any more than that. Thank you very much for being on Sterling on Sunday. Al Spry, native of Orlando, Florida, with a report on the haunted vision of empty theme parks. Thanks, Al Spry. I'm Walter M. Sterling. This is Sterling on Sunday. It's 10:16, 7:16 on the West Coast. We are live. There's nothing else live at this time. I have a tremendous amount of information to share with you tonight, and I have a simple question for you. How are you doing? How are you doing? I would never in 10 zillion years go on the radio and say, how are you doing? Let's take your calls, because you'd be boring as hell. But now, I think you'll be really interesting. Plus, we're going to have solutions to what to do when stuck in the house with the kids forever. Forever. And here's a stunning news story. Nearly all of the COVID-19 patients who were put on ventilators in New York in their health system died. I'm Walter Sterling, and this is Sterling on Sunday. I'm Walter Sterling, and I love CBDistillery.com. Well, why is that? Because CBDistillery.com makes products out of CBD. CBD is the extraction from the hemp plant, the marijuana plant. It is an extraction that relieves pain. It is legal. You don't need a doctor prescription. And it's available to you right now at CBDistillery.com. What do I know about this? I had chronic pain in my thumbs and in my feet. And one night, long before they were an advertiser, I said, you know what? I need to get this product. I need to get something to relieve the pain in my thumbs and in my feet. I went online and I ordered CBD products. It turns out I ordered them from CBDistillery.com, and I wanted to know where did I order them from, because they worked. I said to our salespeople, would you please get these people as an advertiser, because I want this product on the show. CBDistillery.com. They have a wide array of products made from CBD. CBD comes in oils, salves, creams, lotions, pills, and they relieve pain. Arthritis pain, they relieve pain and joint pain. It's an incredible product. CBDistillery.com. If you put in the name Walter in the promo box, Walter in the promo box, you get a significant discount. CBDistillery.com. CBDistillery.com. Everybody's different. You might prefer creams, you might prefer lotions or pills. Whatever form you want your CBD products in, CB Distillery offers it. CBDistillery.com. This is not a cart in the mall. It's not some guy selling incense on the street in a little suspicious bottle. This is a big deal company that makes CBD products in all forms, tests them, and has hundreds of thousands of customers. CBDistillery.com. Go there now.
Sterling on Sunday.
Finally, you and I can get prescription medicine for the biggest problem guys have, which is the desire to have an erection on demand. Now you can finally have an erection on demand at the right price. Go to forhims.com/Walter, forhims.com/Walter. You go to forhims.com, they will connect you with a real doctor who will determine whether or not this prescription medicine is right for you. Prescription products are subject to a doctor approval and require an online consultation with a physician. See the website for full details and safety information. This could cost hundreds if you went in person to the doctor's office or pharmacy, not to mention embarrassment. Remember, that's forhims.com/Walter. Try forhims today. By starting out with a free online visit, go to forhims.com/Walter. That's forhims.com/...
Tom Brady workout butt naked in the middle of town square if he wants to. Your franchise has been awful. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's just the tip of the crazy iceberg coming up on Florida Stories.
Space Age News.
The Asbestos Falls Spaceport opening sooner than expected, the latest on the breakfast food shortage, and your community calendar coming up on Asbestos Falls on Sterling on Sunday.
It's Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan. Samuel Ball, farmer, runaway slave, cabbage fortune maker. Curse of Oak Island update later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
All right, Walter M. Sterling, 22 past the hour, 22 past the hour. We have a lot to do tonight. I will keep you fully up to date on any information about the virus and how it impacts you and me. lets you and I talk about how are you doing? Because I'm going insane. I live in a house with three women, four women, two female cats. I don't know about the turtle, but we're all stuck in the house. I'll tell you a sure sign of trouble is every 10 minutes, there are new online posts about what to do with the kids when they're home. But let me share something with you now, which is a lot more, which is even more important than that, which is this. I went to look at major countries, big countries, and small countries to see what are their newspapers, what are their online newspapers showing about the pandemic. And what I found amazing is that the headlines on their papers, their online publications, are the same as ours. Listen to this. Here are some of the headlines. 10 emergency care facilities across the country restricting admissions due to the pandemic. Where is that? That's in Japan. Japan scenario projects ICU bed shortage in most counties during pandemic peak. They're expecting not to have enough ICU beds in their pandemic. Data shows huge drops in urban traffic as Japan weighs the state of emergency extension. They're considering how long do we keep this up. That's in Japan. It gets more interesting. Japan likely to extend state of emergency after Golden Week. That's their big holiday week. Japanese couldn't resist blossoms despite pandemic. The phone data shows they went out, they took pictures of the cherry blossoms. It's the big deal in Japan. 100, and this is interesting, most Japanese are waiting for their 100,000 yen gift from the government to get through it. But then every country has different things that they have to deal with because of the pandemic. For example, in Japan, in order for work to be paid, it must have a physical seal on it from the supervisor. We don't have that. But in Japan, in order for work to be paid, the document must be sealed by the supervisor and physically signed. Plus, they have whack jobs. Online mystics cash in during the virus lockdown. Another U.S. Navy warship is at sea, reports a coronavirus outbreak. Every single headline that you would see on your newspaper, they're showing on the front page of the Japanese newspaper, every single one, which I suspect is how we start to define a pandemic. But what's interesting is the pathology of problems, social problems, is the same. In Iceland, let me tell you about this. This is amazing to me. In Iceland, arriving tourists will be placed under quarantine for 2 weeks, and then another 2 weeks if they're found to be sick. Tourists are going to be in isolation for a month in Iceland. Second economic stimulus package is being introduced to their parliament in Iceland to determine how much money can go to help people in Iceland because they're under quarantine. But their quarantine affects in different ways. For example, this summer there will be no whaling off the coast of Iceland. There are two reasons for that. Restaurant business is way down in Japan. We're not going to buy their whales, but Japan will. Except that 2 years ago, Japan said, yeah, we'll buy your whales. Oh, and by the way, we're going to start whaling again. Did you and I know that Japan was whaling again? I didn't know that. But they are whaling again. What does that do? It destroys the economy of Iceland. Between the pandemic and the fact that Japan is whaling again means that there's no market for their whale blubber. That's in Iceland. Let's go around the country a little more. It's around the world a little more. Let's go to the Philippines, to the Philippine Daily Inquirer. This is the promise of the internet. It's amazing that in every country you go to, you look at the homepage of their country's publications, you will find the same problems. No proof recovered COVID 19 patients can't be reinfected, says the World Health Organization. That's what's being reported tonight in the Philippines. 60,000 workers are going to get full pay in the Philippines. Now, here's the right boss. SMC, let's open up and see what is the name of this company, because there's a company that has 60,000 employees, and they're saying, no, we're not going to lay these people off. That's the right answer. That's what we want to hear. SMC's 66,000 workers to get full pay, their CEO says. He says, don't worry about your jobs. Over 66,000 employees, consultants, and contract workers of the San Miguel Corporation will receive their salaries in full despite the work disruption caused by the virus. That's what the head of this giant corporation says. He says, don't worry about it. Now, it seems to me that companies like Apple, which have $1 trillion in the bank, there are these enormous corporations in the United States that have more than enough money in their reserves to at least pay their employees for 6 months, 9 months, and that's what they should be doing. Here's this guy in the Philippines. Who even knows where that is? San Miguel Corporation. They have over 66,000 employees. It is the country's largest conglomerate. He says, don't worry, we're going to pay all of you. I have a big show for you tonight. We have the usual edition, which is how I hear public radio. It's a sham. It's an embarrassment to me personally. We have what I believe is going to be the most successful and fastest growing business under a pandemic. We're going to go inside a drive-through brew. That's coming up in just seconds. Plus, what else have I got? Usual edition, drive-through brew, your phone calls at 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. I have John Weatherby's weather coming up, and an amazing report on what they have found on Oak Island. I know you've been wondering, what have they found on Oak Island, and I have that report for you. Plus, if you have a Midnight Misfit membership card, I will pass out a secret message just for you, and you'll be able to decode it. It's a very powerful radio show. My phone number, I want to talk to you live tonight. How are you doing? At 888-688-WALT. This is Sterling on Sunday.
The Asbestos Falls Spaceport opening sooner than expected, the latest on the breakfast food shortage, and your community calendar coming up on Asbestos Falls on Sterling on Sunday.
It's Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan. Samuel Ball, farmer, runaway slave, cabbage fortune maker. Curse of Oak Island update. Later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
Tom Brady busted for working out in a park during a Florida shutdown. Hey, Tampa, if I were you, I would let Tom Brady work out butt naked in the middle of town square if he wants to. Your franchise has been awful. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's just the tip of the crazy iceberg coming up on Florida Stories.
Sterling on Sunday weather. This week is setting up with more unseasonably cool and wet weather to the northeast and more hot and dry weather to the southwest. Well, actually, that's pretty common. One hot area, another cool, almost balancing the conditions. It's what's in between that we're worried about right now. This week's only chance of severe weather will pop up on Tuesday between the hot and the cold. Start at DFW and East Texas, moving north, models in good agreement. Outbreak of tornadoes moving northward across OKC and Tulsa, over to Little Rock, Joplin, Kansas City, central Missouri. And very mean long track twisters headline the threats on Tuesday, so stay weather alert. But by Wednesday, the storms will lose the jet stream and just feature moderate rain and some thunder from the Gulf Coast to the Great Lakes. And by Thursday, just along the Atlantic coast, spreading out over the Ohio Valley and New England with some late-day Florida thunderstorms further to the south. Make sure you have a trusted source for information, and you can always use the local National Weather Service site online at weather.gov and turn on those alerts. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour, all night, on Sterling on Sunday.
37 past the hour, 37 past the hour with Walter M. Sterling. The name of the show is Sterling on Sunday, live on a Sunday night. I have looked at the homepage of every major publication of news around the world, and I cannot find one where most of the headlines are not about the pandemic.
Health Ministry confirms new cases. Communications boost for RBR soldiers. Private schools forced to adapt to the COVID-19 crisis. Extra time for quarantine for travelers. 80 new COVID-19 test results pending. Where is that? That's in Bermuda. 200 miles off the coast of North Carolina, one of the most beautiful places in the world. You don't think of pandemics in Bermuda, but there it is. Every front page of every publication that I can find, from Iceland to Bermuda to England to Australia, we'll look at the Australian one in just seconds, it's all pandemic news. What do we show? We show that people in Georgia want to get their nails done. Meanwhile, people who have had this horrible virus say it feels as though their bones are being crushed by their own body. Let's go over the results. It's important. Just in New York City alone, 377 people per day. Per day, 377 people per day have died. In New Jersey, 5,914 people have died. In Connecticut, 1,639 people have died. In Jersey, that's an average of 231 people per day. Now, I'm just keeping it to those three states. We can dig up the statistics for every state. I haven't because it's too much to take in. It's just too much to take in. And yet, I'm dealing with morons who keep saying, we got to open it up soon. For what? For what? I believe strongly that we need to be able to work. The crew at Saturday Night Live was able to work from home. I don't know about you, but there have been more than one day in my life where I've said, you know, I really wish I could stay home today and work. Okay, well, most thought work, engineering, architecture, graphic arts, writing, painting, that work can be done at home. And in my opinion, probably can be done at home better than in a tall office building or even a medium office building. Because all that happens when you go to work is you get distracted. Kim in St. Louis, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi, Kim.
Hi, how are you, Walter?
Well, I'm trapped. I'm trapped with women. I'm trapped with women.
You were asking how we were doing.
How are you doing?
I am so frustrated with this whole situation. I'm used to getting my guide dog and I are used to getting out and going different places. And I tell you what, this is going to make me drive me to drink, and I don't drink.
Kim, tell me about your guide dog.
Okay, well, first of all, she came from the wonderful state of New York, the Guide Dog Foundation. She is a yellow lab golden retriever cross, and she's 5 years old, and her name is Carrie.
In guide dog land, does Carrie get to retire?
Yes, she will retire probably when she's 8 or 9, and I made the mistake with my last dog and retired him at 10, and I got in trouble for that. So, yeah, she'll have to retire probably about 8 or 9, and then I get to keep her, and then I'll come back up to New York and get another puppy dog.
How will they get along?
Good, yes. All these trained dogs, they have to get along, otherwise they get kicked out of the program, even if the new dog and the existing dog don't get along.
Got it. Now, I have one quick question. Kim, tell me how I can make a donation to the foundation that trains Carrie. How can I do that?
Well, just call them. Well, obviously, they're closed. And like I said, it's the Guide Dog Foundation, and they are in Smithtown, New York on Long Island. So just whenever they open up, I'm not sure who you would talk to, but just, you know, tell them that you would like to make a donation, and they'll tell you how to do it.
I bet more Sterling on Sunday listeners make that donation than you could ever imagine. I'm going to look it up. I'll put the link to their website on the Walter M. Sterling Facebook page, Walter M. Sterling Facebook page, sometime after the show, sometime this week when you're bored out of your mind, make a donation to the Guide Dog Foundation of New York. I wish you all the best, Kim. I am so flattered that you listen, because you have a very selective ear, and you could easily go, oh, he's a big phony. I can't stand that show. therefore,
no, my mom didn't raise me that way.
Very good. All right, Kim, thanks so much for listening to Sterling on Sunday at 888-688-WALT. I just want to know, how are you doing? Because this is the only time I'm ever just going to say, well, how you doing? Because that's the news. Adam in Alaska, welcome to Sterling on Sunday.
Hi, Walter. Thanks for taking my call.
Adam, talk right into the phone, sir.
Hi, Walter. Thanks for taking my call.
Are you on a speaker, Adam? Adam, are you on a speaker?
No, I'm... Hello?
Yeah, don't be on a speaker.
I'm not. I'm on a secluded beach. Not a great signal right now.
Yes, sir.
So I'm calling from Alaska. Things up here are slowly getting back to normal. We've only had 341 confirmed cases, 9 deaths. The states seem to have been following the Washington and California mandates. And with the exception of tourism and the oil industry, things should be back to normal here soon.
How much is a gallon of gas?
It is the cheapest we've ever seen. So in the larger cities, we're under $2. In the smaller towns, under $2.50. So if there is anything positive, that's one of them.
Are you working?
I am. I'm a Department of Defense contractor from military housing. So that has not changed. I think my family and other people that live here have followed the mandates. We had a 3-week quarantine. And I think reports today are saying that the curve is flattening here. So that's good news.
Now, you work as a contractor to the Department for Defense. Is that right?
Yes.
Where do they hide the UFOs?
Very unlikely anywhere where I work. So that might be somewhere in the southwestern United States. Not likely here.
Thank you very much for your call. See, everybody denies it. Everybody denies it. I appreciate the call. My number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. If you're driving a truck, I'd like to know how the conditions are now at the rest stops. Are they open? Can you shower? Are the cafeteria lines reopened? I'd like to know. But I don't understand this insane jackhammer to open up everything. Because a flattened curve does not mean no deaths. A flattened curve is a statistical anomaly. It does not mean vaccine. It does not mean cure. And coming up at 6 minutes past the next hour, we'll have Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Dr. Ken Kronhaus has very strong opinions about the various cures, opportunities for recovery that are available. And he's not a quack, and he's not a politician. He's a real doctor. And I actually understand what he says, which is amazing. I'm Walter Sterling, and this is Sterling on Sunday. I'm Walter M. Sterling. And like you, I work late at night. That's why I'm very concerned about the safety and security of my very young children and my young wife. That's why I own Blink Home Security System, B-L-I-N-K. The Blink Home Security System is an over-the-internet to an app on my phone home security system. That means that I put the Blink Home Security cameras wherever I want. No wires. And they connect over the internet to an app on my phone. They're motion sensitive. If something goes by the cameras, the Blink app activates and I can see what's in front of the cameras. It automatically makes a video of what's in front of the camera and keeps it. And I can use that for the police or insurance purposes. B-L-I-N-K, Blink home security systems. The website is Blink Protect, blinkprotect.com, blinkprotect.com. That's where you can find out all the information, especially about my favorite camera, the X-T2. The X-T2 allows me, from my phone, to talk over the internet to any of those cameras and say, get away from there. Get away from my business. And yes, right about now, you want a security system for your business so you can see what's going on there. Get all the information at blinkprotect.com. Put in my name, Walter, in the promo box and get a significant discount. Blink is an Amazon company, and it works with Alexa. That's blinkprotect.com. Promo code Walter. Blinkprotect.com. Promo code Walter. Keep your family safe in these trying times. Blinkprotect.com. Promo code Walter.
The Asbestos Falls Spaceport opening sooner than expected, the latest on the breakfast food shortage, and your community calendar coming up on Asbestos Falls on Sterling on Sunday.
Tom Brady busted for working out in a park during a Florida shutdown. Hey, Tampa, if I were you, I would let Tom Brady work out butt naked in the middle of town square if he wants to. Your franchise has been awful. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's just the tip of the crazy iceberg coming up on Florida Stories.
It's Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan. Samuel Ball, farmer, runaway slave, cabbage fortune maker. Curse of Oak Island update. Later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
Curse of Oak Island update at 6 minutes past the hour, and Florida Stories at 16 minutes past the next hour. This is Sterling on Sunday. I'm Walter M. Sterling. Welcome, Hugh, in Ambler, Pennsylvania, on WPHT. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hello, Hugh.
Walter, I got to tell you, I always appreciate having live radio on a Sunday night.
Live radio on a Sunday night. How are you doing, Hugh? How are you doing, you know, during the pandemic? Who do you live with exactly?
Well, actually, you know, Walter, I was thinking about what you said. How are you doing? I'm doing good. My wife and I, we're very fortunate. You know why, Walter? We already raised our family, okay? Our children are out doing their own thing. And I was thinking earlier, if this happened like 20 years ago, I'd be out of my mind.
You're out of your mind now. Thank you very much for your call. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is a prestigious and important doctor. Now, one of the things that I learned in the Japanese newspaper, one of the things that I learned in the when going around the world looking at the different newspapers is they're shipping all kinds of medicine between country to country that we don't seem to know anything about in order to, quote, cure the virus. Did you see that article, Dr. Ken?
Yeah, I saw that. That's a flu medicine that they're trying to test, and we don't yet know. It's in small studies, it shows some effectiveness, but we don't yet know whether this is going to be...
What was the name of that? What was the name of that? Do you remember?
It was one of the anti-flu medicines.
That they're trying on this. Now, tell me about this medicine that the President of the United States referred to, that other people have referred to, and along with the Z-Pak, seems to be curing people. Did I get that right?
Well, there's a medical school in Marseille, France, where they treated over 3,000 patients, and they're getting 99.96% survival if they start it early, if they give it for 10 days, 3 days a week, and if they give it with a 5-day Z-Pak, the hydroxychloroquine.
Hydroxychloroquine. And then I have to ask, well, why isn't this being used more widely? Is there a medical reason? Is there a reason to be concerned about its efficacy as a medication?
I have no idea. I wonder about this all the time. There's some concern about it might have adverse effects on the heart, but in the Marseille group of over 1,000 patients, they get an EKG before they start. They get it on day two, and they report zero cardiac complications. I'm as confused as you are about it.
I don't understand how a medication can be politicized. This is, people are dying. Here's a medication. It seems that it works on a lot of people. To me, that's a very simple equation. I'm missing something.
Well, some of the scientists, medical scientists, want randomized controlled studies, and they should occur. But right now we have a deadly disease, and we don't have time to wait for the randomized controlled studies. And the folks at the medical school in Marseille, France, they think it's unethical to do a randomized controlled study because the combination is so effective.
They have concluded that it's fine. There's no reason to go any further. Is that right?
The group in Marseille, France, thinks they have found the solution.
All right. Now, as a board-certified cardiologist, a real doctor who doesn't have a political agenda, who's not making speeches every other day, when you look at like a state like Georgia saying, well, you know, we need to open the nail salons, how do you feel about that?
I personally think it might be a little early. I sure hope they're wearing masks. And, you know, I think we have to do it in a graded manner. You know, we have to, as a public health policy, we have to think about lives, but you also have to think about livelihoods. But we have to thread that needle carefully. And hopefully those wouldn't be my first choices for opening up.
No, items. No. No, I don't want them cutting my hair under healthy conditions. That makes me nervous right there. You know, that blue sanitary thing with the combs in it that's been sitting there since your grandfather went to that. I don't want anything to do with that. All right, Dr.
Right.
Ken Kronhaus is a very powerful and important doctor. In my opinion, we shouldn't be opening anything. A flattening curve does not mean a population that is out of the woods. It just means a statistical anomaly. Thank you, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, for being on Sterling on Sunday. I want to talk about this because I believe that you and I should stay home until, forget the flattening curve, I want somebody to say all clear. I want to hear somebody say, you're not going to be getting sick if you go to work. Why should I have to risk my life to go working for somebody else? And that's what you and I are going to talk about. There are many opportunities to get the life that you've always wanted. There are many opportunities to look at this pause that we have been given and sit back. The whole world has been given, not just us. As we have learned, Bermuda, Australia, the whole world has been given to sit back and go, wait a minute, what am I doing? What am I doing? There must be a different way to live than to commute 2 hours each way. 2 hours each way to go and do a job that keeps me broke. The job keeps me broke. 888-688-WALT. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Who was this man? What was he? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather, not as crazy tonight. Let's check on a couple of things. Excessive heat for Southern California and Vegas, plus excessive heat warning for the Grand Canyon. Here's a weather feature that will become more common. Red flag warnings for dangerous fire conditions, Southern Colorado, and coming off the high plains of Montana and North Dakota. Frost advisory tonight across northern Indiana and Benton Harbor, Michigan. And more winter with a winter weather advisory inland for inland New England, all west of I-95 for tonight. So what's your weather tomorrow? That New England snow will be mixing with rain as far south as the Poconos in PA. New Clipper system will be racing across the Great Lakes with some showers in tandem with an upper level impulse. More showers Missouri down to central Oklahoma. And the next Pacific storm crashes into the Pacific Northwest with mountain snows and valley rains. And it will keep getting hotter in the southwest, so stay extra cool. Otherwise, not bad at all. Your local forecast, that's coming up. And if you've got any questions, you can always email me, bigjohnweather@gmail.com. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
Space Age News.
The Asbestos Falls Spaceport opening sooner than expected, the latest on the breakfast food shortage, and your community calendar coming up on Asbestos Falls on Sterling on Sunday.
Tom Brady busted for working out in a park during a Florida shutdown. Hey, Tampa, if I were you, I would let Tom Brady work out butt naked in the middle of town square if he wants to. Your franchise has been awful. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's just the tip of the crazy iceberg coming up on Florida Stories.
Samuel Ball, mysterious figure, Oak Island, runaway slave who arrived in the late 1700s and stayed well into the 1800s. He died at the age of 81. But what did he know about the treasure, the Oak Island treasure? He became a fabulously wealthy cabbage farmer. He kept cattle. He was a man of his time, a leader, hiding in Canada. But did he know about the fabulous fortune? The Leginas, Rick Legina, Marty Legina, Alex Legina, have started digging under the home, the former home of Samuel Ball. And all you can find is the foundation. And as they dig deeper, treasures keep popping up, including a chest hinge, a wonderful chest hinge, very old because it has square openings. Also, A tunnel. I feel like Samuel Ball knew a lot more about that treasure than most anyone else ever did. The writings of Shakespeare. The Holy Grail. I am so excited about what they're seeing. So excited about what they're finding. I have never felt this way before about Oak Island. It's sort of like Rick Legina hanging out with a bunch of Instagram models in the Bahamas. Where are the descendants of Samuel Ball? For your Curse of Oak Island update, this is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan for Sterling on Sunday.
Coming up in just seconds, you and I are going to discover the best investment to make in these troubled times. Plus, you will hear what I hear when I listen to public radio, and it is painful. Now I'm looking at the Weekend Australian homepage, the newspaper of Australia. And here are the headlines I see. Aussies rush to download contact tracing app. More than 1 million downloads registered as the five-day target is reached in just 5 hours. Well, what is that? That's their test for the coronavirus. 1 million people have downloaded the app. Where's my app? Why don't I have an app? Then there's an article about there is the elite, and then there's the suffering millions. Those maintaining their income are an elite. Meanwhile, a staggering 10.5 million workers in Australia have had their employment changed due to the virus. What are their other headlines there? Let's see. Oh, how Trump is losing the politics of the pandemic. Every homepage of every publication of news around the world has the same stories. People rushing to the beach who aren't supposed to be at the beach. Trump is losing his situation. Where are the tests? Can we get more tests? It's important to stay quarantined and no end in sight. There isn't one country saying, and on this day, we will open. Meanwhile, Georgia, the state of Georgia is saying, hey, no problem here. Let's get our nails done. I'm like, what? How is that possible? How is that possible? I find it incredibly troublesome that the goal of so many seems to be let's go to work rather than let's work at home. Because going to work is a long list of problems. Charlie in Jersey City, New Jersey, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi, Charlie.
Hey, Walter. How are you?
All right, Ace. How you doing?
I'm doing good. It's good to have live radio like, you know, every Sunday night.
Hey, Charlie, and, is your last initial G?
Yes, sir.
You know, Charlie, how's your son?
He's doing good.
You know, I love your Facebook posts. I love that we've become friends on Facebook. You're a terrific listener, and I appreciate that. How may I be of service to you tonight?
I'm just, I've been emailing, you know, these top AM talk radio stations in New York City. Why aren't you on in New York City?
I was on last night.
Why?
I was on last night.
Well, your show, Sterling on Sunday, is not on New York City radio.
No, but I was on last night on WABC.
I found out today, and I missed it. But I used to enjoy Lynn Samuels on WABC.
Can I tell you a quick radio story? Charlie, can I tell you a quick radio story? Could I be indulged in a quick radio story?
Sure, sure.
All right, here you go. About, I don't know, 20 years ago, I was in a taxi cab in New York. And it had just left my apartment. We're in the cab, and I hear this over the radio. I hear a woman saying, and I get this email from Shirley MacLaine, and it says that for $300 I can find my higher self, and but it says no checks. So I guess she was afraid of our lower selves. And I'm like, oh my gosh, who is this? And I said to the cab driver, take me home. We went home, and I went up and down the dial of the radio to find her, and she was on a listener-supported, non-commercial radio station. I left a message for her at that station the next day, and I said, we have to meet lunch. We have to go to lunch. We go to lunch, and I'm like, oh, my God. And I said, "What? Why aren't you on more on that station? Because I'm not a lesbian. They only like lesbians." That's what she said to me. So I hired her. I put her on a New York City radio station. She lasted there about a year, and then she got hired by another station, and then I hired her at Sirius Satellite Radio. I love Lynn Samuels, a remarkable talent.
She was great. She always got everybody wild up, and you know, and it, you knew after you listened to her, you just wanted to just, you know, you had a lot of fire in your belly after you listened to Lynn.
It's true. How can I help you?
Just call and say hello, and
thank you.
And, you know, everybody's doing good here, and you know, you miss Taylor Ham.
Listen, buddy, it's called, and thank you very much for the call, Charlie. It's called Taylor Ham. It isn't pork roll. It's Taylor Ham. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. We have a hot topic tonight, which is how are you doing, like. How are you doing? 888-688-WALT. My name is Walter M. Sterling, and I am live at 15 past the hour. The name of the show is Sterling on Sunday. forhims.com/Walter. Finally, we have a website just for guys. Everything at forhims.com/Walter is for guys. They have creams, skin cream, products for your hair. Believe it or not, they've got tea. Did you know there's tea formulated just for guys? Plus, they have the little blue pill, the generic form of the little blue pill. The little blue pill is the medication that guys can take to get an erection on demand. An erection on demand. It's like you're 20 in college. forhims.com/Walter. You no longer have to suffer the embarrassment of going to the drugstore and talking to the cute pharmacist and saying to her, you know, could I get this little blue? None of that. You don't have to wait in the doctor's office for an hour and a half for nonsense. Finally, you can get the little blue pill online. What you do is you go to forhims.com/Walter. Try forhims today by starting out with a free online visit. Go to forhims.com/Walter. Prescription products are subject to doctor approval and require an online consultation. They will connect you with a physician who will determine if a prescription is appropriate for you. See the website for full details and safety information. This could cost hundreds if you went to the doctor or the pharmacy. Remember, that's forhims.com/Walter, forhims.com/Walter. It's great to finally have a website where you and I feel safe because it's just for guys. forhims.com/Walter. That gives you a significant discount. forhims.com Walter.
Sterling on Sunday.
The hardest thing about working late at night is I don't know what's going on at home. I don't know if somebody is lurking in the backyard, at my garage, going through my garbage cans. I don't know if somebody's trying to get into that scary window in the basement, but now I do. Thanks to Blink, B-L-I-N-K, Blink Home Security System. You can find out more about it at blinkprotect.com, blinkprotect.com. What are you going to learn there? You're going to learn that for $79.99, you can get a home security system that keeps your family safe. No wires. No wires. Can you imagine that? It connects over the internet to an app on your phone. B-L-I-N-K, blinkprotect.com. Put in the promo code Walter. Get a significant discount. Blinkprotect.com, promo code Walter.
The Asbestos Falls Spaceport opening sooner than expected, the latest on the breakfast food shortage, and your community calendar coming up on Asbestos Falls on Sterling on Sunday.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Story. Thank you. All right, during this coronavirus pandemic, Florida's been very obedient, complacent, not at all crazy. Yeah, I'm just kidding. They've been nuts. Here we go. For our first Florida story, we go to TJ Maxx in Fort Walton, where a woman leaves the women's clothing department, skips across the aisle over into the housewares section, and when she turns a corner, there's a 20-year-old Florida man on his knees with his pants down, fully exposed. She does a 180, turns around, gets the nearest employee, they get security, he's arrested, and nobody thought he was clever when he said he was just another kitchen tool. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
For our next Florida story, we go to Tampa. Tampa Bay Buccaneers get Tom Brady, 6-time winning Super Bowl quarterback. And then they score his bestest tight end buddy, Rob Gronkowski. And even though everything's shut down, Tom Brady's like, I'm going to go get myself a workout in the park. And a lady cop sees him working out in the park, stops him, says, what do you think you're doing out here? He's like, I'm sorry. I'm Tom Brady. Can I not work out in the park? She's like, I don't know who Tom Brady is. Kicked him out the park. Jesus, Tampa, you're so bad. Your football team hasn't been relevant since before the iPhone. If I were you, I would let Tom Brady work out on the lawn of the governor's mansion, naked. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer. What?
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
For our next Florida story, we go to Miami Beach, where Andrew Gillum, he had been running for governor, but the married father of three was busted in a hotel room with a male prostitute and some drugs. Andrew Gillum has since gone into alcohol rehab. Apologized for his drinking problem. Well, cops released crime photos, but there's no beer cans. There's no alcohol bottles. There's no Bartles and James wine coolers. There's not even a Zima. There's a big bag of meth. There's enough prescription pills laying around to fill up a kiddie pool. That's weird. He said he was drunk, but there's no sign of anyone drinking. Just a few months ago, that guy was almost governor. Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
For our last Florida story, we're going to Wellington, Florida. 36-year-old Florida man trying to convince his employer, man, we got to shut down. We can't keep working. You should probably just keep paying me, too. He wanted to get out of work. Can't really blame him. But when his employer insisted on him working, he tried to pull the virus card. I don't think it's safe. Employer said, look, they're not shutting us down. We're going to keep working. We need to keep making money if I'm going to keep paying your check. So he called in a bomb threat. And he was easily busted. He did it from his own phone. I just don't, at least get a burner phone. Come on, Florida man. You're from Florida. This would be second nature to you, calling in fake bomb threats, right? Florida Stories is a Spring Rock production, springrockmedia@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter at James Parker Show. For Sterling on Sundays, I am James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
23 minutes past the hour, 23 minutes past the hour. We love James Parker. He does Florida Stories for us. He is brilliant. And when he doesn't make one, I am sad and depressed. This is an all-volunteer creative army. I have the best creative people in the world. At 36 past the hour, you're going to hear a brand new Asbestos Falls, sort of like Fire Sign Theater brought up to date. And then coming up at 50 past the hour, you and I are going to listen to the usual story, the usual edition, which is how I hear public radio, which I view as a scam and a sham, in my opinion. Let's look at the 6 new possible coronavirus symptoms. Let's take a look at what the CDC says you better look for to make sure you're not sick. Here we go. These are new symptoms just put out. Fever, cough, shortness of breath, chills, repeated shaking with chills, muscle pain, headache, sore throat, new loss of taste or smell. Coronavirus update, global cases near 3 million as the CDC flags new symptoms. Louisiana pastor again holds services defying house arrest orders. Brad Pitt portrays Dr. Fauci on Saturday Night Live. And Georgia is jumping the gun by easing restrictions, ex-FDA head says. An important type in Georgia was asked this very good question by a very real reporter today, which was, you know, if you're going to open up some of these businesses, is a hair salon and a nail salon and a tattoo parlor really the first ones you want to test? Is that really where you want to go? I know it's the South, but is that really where you want to go? And they really didn't have a good answer. The answer was, well, these have been closed for quite a while. Well, yeah, so are those tall office buildings, the hotels, the restaurants. They've all been closed for quite a while. McLaren Airport, the airport in Orlando, the airport in Atlanta, they're down 90% in their flights. There are many, many businesses. In my opinion, yes, everybody should go back to work in the next room. I don't see any reason for anybody to do a two-hour commute. We have now learned in the past month that we can work from home. We also know better what tools we need to work from home, what we need to work from home more effectively. And there are two businesses that I think are going to thrive as a result of this. One of them I learned by accident. I took my laptop to my laptop guy, and he was still open. The Apple store was closed, but this guy was still open, a solo owner shop. And like on March 15th, I said, can you fix this? Sure. And I said, gee, your business must be bad already. He said, it's never been better. His business has never been better running a computer repair shop. He says, because everybody's working from home. Most thought work, where you have to come up with ideas, have to write, make presentations, draw, graphic art, writing, editing, all of that work can be done from home. And in many cases, it can be done better from home. I say, yes, let's go back to work, but let's not go anywhere. Let's go to the next room. Here's what will happen. Here's what will happen if we don't leave the house. You ready? The price of gas will stay down. Doesn't that sound good? The price of gas will stay down. Why? Because the minute there's no compulsory need for gasoline other than, gee, it'd be nice to drive. When we don't need it to go to work, you and I are in charge of the price of gas. That's capitalism. You and I are suddenly in charge of the demand. Daycare. The price of daycare will either vanish or go way down because, gee, I see the kid in the next room. The wear and tear in our cars will go down, and I don't really need a second car anymore. I'm fine. The beautiful air, what you and I see now, it'll stay like this. It'll stay this beautiful. Doesn't that sound great? And the list goes on. The price of commercial real estate, if you want to open a store or if you want to, for whatever reason, the price of commercial real estate is going to plummet because people don't need to go to the tall office buildings. They say that there are now jellyfish appearing in the canals in Venice, again, because they're clean. They actually can see the bottom of the canals because they're clean, because there's no one using them. Now, I went to Venice a few years ago, and I'll describe that to you coming up in just seconds, but I'm a little suspicious of the report about the jellyfish. It's quite possible that there were restaurants that made dishes out of jellyfish and had aquariums filled with them, and nobody was going to come and buy them. They dumped them in the canal. I'm not so sure those came in from the ocean or the lagoons or the swamps or however those canals are filled. Not completely sure about that, but I think it's great they were able to survive in there at all. because what I saw in those canals, I didn't even want to look down there. It was very scary to me. Well, coming up, we have what I hear when I listen to public radio. It's called The Usual Edition Plus. We're going to explore the inner workings of the drive-through brew, one of the few businesses that is thriving at this time. What else have I got for you? Oh, yes, the very odd drama that James Copeland makes for us called Asbestos Falls. I want to talk to you about how are you doing? How are you doing? Like, how's it going? 888-688-WALT. We're live on a Sunday night, driving the Uber, the Lyft, the taxi cab. How's it going? 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. I love being on the radio with you. I'm live on a Sunday night. Let's share this time together. When you call in and you go on the air, you know what? You're the media. This is Sterling on Sunday.
This week's only chance of severe weather will pop up on Tuesday between the hot and the cold. Start at DFW and East Texas, moving north, models in good agreement. Outbreak of tornadoes moving northward across OKC and Tulsa, over to Little Rock, Joplin, Kansas City, central Missouri. And very mean long track twisters headlined the threats on Tuesday, so stay weather alert. But by Wednesday, the storms will lose the jet stream and just feature moderate rain and some thunder from the Gulf Coast to the Great Lakes. And by Thursday, just along the Atlantic coast, spreading out over the Ohio Valley and New England with some late-day Florida thunderstorms further to the south. Make sure you have a trusted source for information, and you can always use the local National Weather Service site online at weather.gov. And turn on those alerts. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour, all night, on Sterling on Sunday.
For Asbestos Falls Radio, I'm James Kearney reporting. Here are this evening's headlines. In an announcement surprising many, local eccentric John Dickinson said that the Asbestos Falls spaceport is nearing completion. He invited his order of followers and a press gaggle to the old atomic weapons proving ground just outside of town. Visitors were led through a hole cut in a chain-link fence next to a U.S. government no trespassing sign. When asked about this, Dickinson mumbled something about eminent domain and Swiss cake rolls before escorting the group into a waiting Soviet bus. After a short drive across the scrubland, passing several radiation warning signs, we arrived at a large concrete pad and a small blockhouse. This, according to Dickinson, is the spaceport. Dickinson's son Dudley was playing with a model rocket on the pad. Inside the building, Dickinson proudly unveiled his Mission Control Center, which consists of a desk with a Commodore 64 computer, a box fan, one rack of suspiciously looking communist equipment, and a broken water cooler. I will remind our listeners that Dickinson announced a few months ago that he plans to use the facility to send a man to the moon for the, quote, first time in history. Our tour concluded with a look at the spaceship under construction, which appears to be an upended VW Beetle and a lot of farm dynamite. Needless to say, the reporters and myself were very anxious to leave. Dickinson plans to conduct a test launch next month. In other news, following up on the breakfast food shortage, it appears that that fad passed as quickly as it came, and Pipworth Grocery got the short end of the stick this time with an entire aisle of prune juice that no one wants to buy.
Your community calendar.
Your community calendar for today, the City Commission will be hosting one of their only public events of the year next week, their annual charity picnic benefiting their annual vacation fund. Unripe bananas and sour cream will be served in the Courthouse Square Park. Cash, check, diner's card, and property deeds are accepted. Suggested donation is $10 per person. There will also be an armadillo and possum petting zoo for the kids. That's news this hour on Asbestos Falls Radio. James Kearney reporting. Asbestos Falls is written and produced by James Copeland and a 1975 Winnebago Indian. Questions or comments can be directed to heartlandheadlines@gmail.com.
Coming up at 6 minutes past the hour, how I hear public radio, plus where I would invest my money if I had any money in a business that must thrive, that is absolutely going to thrive. Let's talk about how you're doing. Now, normally, I would not ask, how are you doing? I'd have an important topic. I'd roll it out. I would tell an amusing story. I'd give a strong opinion, and then I'd take calls. But tonight, because of the virus, the big question is, how are you doing? Like, how are you doing? My number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Welcome, Rob. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday from Little Rock, Arkansas. Hello.
Hey, first-time caller, first-time listener. I've been listening to your show for the last half hour, and I'm digging it.
Thank you.
So I'm a truck driver, and my trade in trucking is I haul hot oil that's mixed in with asphalt, and also I haul emulsions that they do for road chipping. I feel that my job is essential only from the standpoint that this is how we're going to be doing infrastructure with roadways and everything. However, that could fall apart. We just don't know. As long as the states and the counties and the country stays in business with, constructing roadways, I'm always going to be in business. So I have not been laid off ever since the virus been open. Me and my family, I have seven children at home, and I'm also taking care of my in-law parents and my house and everything. And so we're doing fine with this. I understand that a good portion of the country is suffering and everything, and pray for them, but we're doing fine as a whole.
Seven children. How old is the oldest, and how old is the youngest?
Well, the youngest one is going to be 6 years old come Tuesday. Yes. And my oldest one that lives in the house with me is he's going to be 17 in December.
I have an 8-year-old and a 17-year-old. And the 17-year-old has living through the horror of not being able to go to her prom, of not being able to have a graduation, or all the other ceremonies and rituals that come with having suffered through 12 years of school. And my 8-year-old, has a challenge or two. And she needs this education to stay on track and to develop in a healthy, quote, normal way. And that is being deprived of her. This is an enormous sacrifice. Now, the question I have for you about trucking, do you find the conditions for you on the road to be challenging? Are the rest stops open? Can you get food? Can you get gas?
Well, the only place I ever go to is Love's Truck Stop, and they are in the policy of social distancing. People have to stand 6 feet apart from each other. It's imprinted on the floor. They have plexiglass barriers between the cashier and the customer. The people that work there, they wear face masks, they wear gloves. What I noticed that's encouraging is ever since this broke out, people are more and more washing their hands after they're going to their bathroom because they're that scared of it. When I drive my truck, I feel that I am creating my own social distance because nobody is allowed in my truck, period. I don't allow it. I have Lysol wipes that I wipe down my truck with and everything. And, so far it's been pretty good for me.
What is the price of a gallon of gas in Arkansas?
You're referring to regular gas or diesel?
Well, for you, the diesel and then the regular gas. Do you know?
Okay, so diesel runs about $2.29. I just paid $2.29 up in Searcy, Arkansas, and then unleaded runs about. It depends on where you get it. If you get it off the highway, it's going to run you about $1.29. If you get it in town, you can get it probably as low as a dollar.
It's amazing, isn't it?
It is.
It's just amazing, and it's about time because it was so overpriced for so long. One final question, because I have so much respect for what you do and how you earn a living and your fellow truckers, I can't begin to express it. Here's my other question. When the hell is the President of the United States, whom I respect and voted for, going to stand up and say, I demand that until this is over, every governor shut down the toll booths? There's no reason to collect those tolls on roads that are barely being used And God help you if you have to grab a ticket or cash. Those are germ machines.
And, you know, it's funny you say that because the route that I travel between Shreveport to Tulsa, and, yes, I am on the toll route every single day. However, I do not go to those coin stops. What I do is I go to the other side where there's an attendee. Now, the attendee does wear a mask, does wear gloves, and I exchange my cash with her, and she puts it in her drawer, and she gives me a receipt. But I never touch those coin machines. I get what you're saying. And, yes, that is a good point. We should shut down the toll booths for the time being because it is demanded of the truckers, regardless of what they're hauling, it is demanded of the truckers that they've got to get that product to the Walmart, to the Target, or wherever it is that they have to go. And I think there should be some relief in that. And that's my opinion of that.
Well, I agree with you. Thank you very much for your call. I appreciate your call. Congratulations on the 7 kids. I bet you they will be more than fine because you sound like a great dad. My number is 888-688-WALT. Love hearing from K-A-R-N in Little Rock. Every show we get multiple, sometimes dozens of great callers from K-A-R-N in Little Rock. It's a terrific station. I've had the privilege of doing morning drive there as a local host, afternoon drive there as a local host. It's a phenomenal and an important radio station. I'm Walter Sterling, and this is Sterling on Sunday. Like me, you've been lying around the house quite a bit lately, and that gives us a chance to be in touch with our bodies. We feel everything. Now I really feel the pain in my thumbs and in my feet, and maybe you have pain in your joints, or sometimes it's difficult to move, get out of the chair. That's because of pain in my joints. And what I do for that is I take CBD products. These are products extracted from the hemp plant, the marijuana plant. At CBDistillery.com, these are extracted and purified and tested. And so far, they've sold it to hundreds of thousands of people who want to get rid of their pain. Are you sitting there in your pain? Why? You don't have to do that anymore. Go to CBDistillery.com, CBDistillery.com, CBDistillery.com. I did. I got the products. They worked. They didn't work next week, later in the day, later in the hour. For me, they worked instantly. My pain was removed the minute I put it on my joints. Now, I don't know what it's going to do for you, but why not find out? Find out. Do it now. Please do it now. Go to CBDistillery.com because I don't want you to be in pain anymore. If you want to be in pain, that's your business. But if you want to be my friend, go to CBDistillery.com, put in the promo code Walter, and get the information about CBD products. They come in all forms, pills, lotions, salves, sticks, whatever you're comfortable with, you will find it at CBDistillery.com and any dosage that you want. This is not some guy on the street with strange incense and one little bottle of suspicious oil. This is a real company that has tested the product with hundreds of thousands of happy customers. CBDistillery.com, promo code Walter. It's the hour with Walter M. Sterling, Sterling on Sunday. Kristen Cavallari, very Cavallari, and Jay Cutler, the NFL player. They got married, and now they've announced they're getting a divorce. In the announcement about their divorce, they're saying, we appreciate, the announcement was on Twitter. He put it out on his Twitter feed. She put it out on her Twitter feed. They are the stars of a reality show called Very Cavallari. Very Cavallari. And he's on it, too. Jay Cutler, the football player. I'm like, well, what could go wrong? Well, they were quarantined for 2 weeks in Jamaica. And then they came home and announced their divorce. Now, they were quarantined in Jamaica. The poor babies, they were stuck in Jamaica. They have 3 children, young children. They've only been married 10 years, so they have 3 very young children. She was pregnant when they got married, apparently. And now they're getting divorced, but they request that we respect their privacy. Don't you love it? when celebrities say, would you please respect our privacy as we put out a press release and photos? Oh, and Cutler, he has a Twitter picture of him bare butt naked in Jamaica. That came out with the announcement. But please respect our privacy. Well, I'm like, well, Kristen's kind of attractive and she has businesses. What could be annoying about her? This is what Kristen Cavallari sounds like.
What are you going to do?
Buy a house today.
That's cool. For yourself?
Kind of all the family members here.
I'm not moving.
No, I think we need to consider this in all seriousness.
Is this just because you need something to do?
No, I got all kinds of things
you
to
need
do.
A hobby, so yeah. You think moving will take
things.
Up some of your time?
No.
Jay and I love to push each other's buttons. We definitely have this playful banter, and he can be a little shit sometimes, but he makes me laugh.
It doesn't sound like he's being playful.
What are you going to do?
Buy a house today.
That's cool. For yourself?
Kind of all the family members here.
I'm not moving.
No, I think we need to consider this in all seriousness.
Is this just because you need something to do?
No, I got all kinds of things.
I need to get away from you.
Moving will take up some of your time.
No.
Jay and I love to push each other's buttons. We definitely have this playful banter, and he can be a little shit sometimes, but he makes me laugh.
Oh my God, if I was married to that. Oh my God. I don't know how they made it 10 years. Maybe there's another example of their playful banter.
You were my first Skype ever. You were at your place in Vernon Hills, and your sister was over, like, doing your laundry.
I don't know why it's so funny.
I remember that.
It's just people helping people.
I've never had anyone else do my laundry for me.
And did you hear how she pronounced Skype? Listen carefully. He was her first Skype ever.
You were my first Skype ever. Skip. You were at your place in Vernon Hills, and your sister was over, like, doing your laundry.
I don't know why it's so funny.
I remember that.
It's just people helping people.
I've never had anyone else do my laundry for me.
In every video of Very Cavallari with Jay Cutler, her husband, he always looks, forgive me, he looks exhausted. I don't know why he looks exhausted, but he looks exhausted. Or maybe it's weary. But if I had to listen to that all day, we just like to poke each other's buttons. We just like to, you know, annoy each other for fun.
What are you going to do?
Buy a house today.
That's cool. For yourself?
Kind of all the family members here.
I'm not moving.
No, I think we need to consider this in all seriousness.
Is this just because you need something to do?
No, I got all kinds of things
you
to
need
do.
A hobby, so yeah. You think moving will take
things.
Up some of your time?
No.
Jay and I love to push each other's buttons. We definitely have this playful banter, and he can be a little shit sometimes, but he makes me laugh.
Yeah, he sounds like a laugh riot. He's exactly who you'd want around to tell the jokes. Every word out of Kristen Cavallari's mouth makes her less attractive, and she's a very attractive woman. Meanwhile, Anna Kendrick, who, if you and I met Anna Kendrick, fine actress, we would say, oh, I guess she looks okay. But that would not be the first thing we'd think until she started speaking. And the more Anna Kendrick speaks, the more beautiful she becomes.
I'm, like, weirdly attached to it. Like, I'm obviously, I'm going to, like, take it apart and I'm going to, like, you know, give it to a kid when this is all over. But, like, it's hard for me to not want to, like, build a shelf of, like, all the Legos that I made. Because I do feel, like, weirdly proud of it. Like, when you make an IKEA piece of furniture and you're like, maybe I'm a carpenter.
She built a Millennium Falcon. She built a Millennium, the biggest Millennium Falcon out of Legos. Anna Kendrick did. That makes you love her right there. And then she talks about it with great pride. Oh my gosh, please let me marry you. Let me take you home. Let me just let you live in the best room in our house. Because every word out of her mouth makes her more beautiful. It's a powerful thing, this whole radio thing. All right, coming up in just seconds, you and I are going to hear what I hear when I listen to public radio. And we're going to learn about the business that I am convinced is going to thrive and explode in the next year. And I have no friends. And every time I think I have a friend, And then I say, well, why don't we go to lunch again next week? Yeah, I'll get back to you. Or my birthday is September 3rd. Okay. I never seem to be able to make sustaining friendships. I have now downloaded the audio of a course on how to make friends, and we will review that during the vital Midnight Misfit Hour, which is coming up in just moments. Plus, I have a new secret code, which you can only decode with the Midnight Misfit membership card. How do you get that? Right now, during this very long break, you go to waltermsterling.com, waltermsterling.com. Click on Midnight Misfits, and there you just put in your name. No one's going to bother you. It's just the only way to get it. And you'll be able to download and print out a membership card, which on it has the secret decoder information. I will give you the information. I'll give you the code coming up in just seconds. A lot for you to do now. All right, I have a Facebook page. Please go to it, Walter M. Sterling at Facebook. Walter M. Sterling at Facebook. And the most important thing that any radio host gets to say, I have a podcast. My gosh, please download my podcast because we're only paid on downloads of the podcast. No, really, but it's that crazy. The name of my podcast is Midnight Misfits, Midnight Misfits. You can download it at Apple iTunes or radio.com. Sterling on Sunday.
Who was this man? What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather, not as crazy tonight. Let's check on a couple of things. Excessive heat for Southern California and Vegas, plus excessive heat warning for the Grand Canyon. Here's a weather feature that will become more common. Red flag warnings for dangerous fire conditions, Southern Colorado, and coming off the high plains of Montana and North Dakota. Frost advisory tonight across northern Indiana and Benton Harbor, Michigan. And more winter with a winter weather advisory inland for inland New England, all west of I-95 for tonight. So what's your weather tomorrow? That New England snow will be mixing with rain as far south as the Poconos in PA. New Clipper system will be racing across the Great Lakes with some showers in tandem with an upper-level impulse. More showers Missouri down to central Oklahoma. And the next Pacific storm crashes into the Pacific Northwest with mountain snows and valley rains. And it will keep getting hotter in the southwest, so stay extra cool. Otherwise, not bad at all. Your local forecast, that's coming up. And if you've got any questions, you can always email me, bigjohnweather@gmail.com. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
I'll have a complete update for you on the virus and new symptoms that have been discovered. Plus, you and I get to talk about, how's it going? How are you doing? My number is 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. My name is Walter Sterling, live on a Sunday night. And when I hear public radio, when I hear those public radio reports, this is how it sounds to me.
This is the usual edition from Public Radio. Today's edition is hosted by award-winning paleontologist Rachel Goldstein Shabazz.
I'm award-winning broadcaster Rachel Goldstein Shabazz. Sorry, those are my awards falling on the floor. It's just too much for the shelf. This week, our temporary president gave odd medical advice in these troubled times.
And is there a way we can do something like that? By injection inside or almost a cleaning? Because you see it gets in the lungs and it does a tremendous number of the lungs. So it'd be interesting to check that. So that you're going to have to use medical doctors with, but it sounds interesting to me.
Instantly, our supreme commandant and unquestioned carrier of the truth, Nancy Pelosi, had a deep, thoughtful, honest response in these emotionally charged times.
I resent your using the word hate in a sentence that addresses me. I don't hate anyone. I was raised in a way that is full, a heart full of love, and always prayed for the president. And I still pray for the president.
Words to live by in these times.
This episode of The Usual Edition is made possible by a few people on the Upper West Side who read. And by Archer Midway Cookies. If you want slightly flaked cookies in an odd box with a strange red center that pulls out your fillings, it's Archer Midway Cookies. And by Donner Pass Tours. Our slogan, hey, get lost.
Welcome back to The Usual Edition. This is our special My Corona Edition. And now our global correspondent, blind journalist Jim, calls in from Malaysia for a detailed report on life in Idaho.
Rachel, thank you. Only from the perspective of Malaysia can one understand and embrace my native Idaho.
I didn't realize you are a native of Idaho, Jim.
What? Let's listen to Malaysian music in a Malaysian marketplace.
Chicken curry. And this one is sambal?
Sambal.
This one dal. This one dal.
Well, I'm speechless and vanished. Malaysia, it's not just for bugs anymore.
Jim, fantastic. Our usual edition comes to an end now. Please remember, it's time for music from a tiny chair. We welcome a recording from Mrs. Miller.
It's been a hard day's night, lying like a dog. It's been a hard day's night, I should be sleeping like a log.
11 past the hour, let's talk to Angeli at KXNT. In Las Vegas at 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Please describe the Las Vegas Strip right now.
Are you
listening on the radio? Are you listening to the radio? Turn off the radio. Talk to me.
Okay, let me turn off the radio here.
I'm surprised no one told you to turn off the radio. I'm shocked.
Oh, here we go. Well... I think that I should do that. Yeah, it's Angeli. It's Angeli Ribelli calling in to the
Thank you very much for your call. I appreciate the call. Thanks for your call. 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. I would love to hear what the Strip looks like right now in Las Vegas. I think it'd be fascinating to hear, and it's a privilege and honor to be on Dan Carney's radio station in Las Vegas at KXNT, a great intercom radio station. I got to tell you, this intercom group has been so good to my show, and I am so grateful to the Field family. Now, I'm not kissing up here. This is just a radio fact, a radio fact. Coming up in just seconds, I'm going to share with you this audio that I got about how to make friends. And if you're like me, you don't fit in. We don't fit in. No normal person is listening to the radio at this time. Who's listening? Nobody from the HR department. Nobody who says, fill out this form. None of the forms people are awake at this time. The entire HR department. Hold on a second. Don't go away. The entire HR department. Sounds horrible, but it's not. It's my shoe. The entire HR department is sound asleep. And they're not interested in us. You know what they're interested in? Getting back to work. I don't think it's a good idea to go back to work. Do you realize the state of Georgia coroner says we don't have room to keep bodies?
The Georgia coroner describes coronavirus impact as the state starts to ease up the lockdown restrictions and reopen non-essential businesses. We don't have room to keep all the bodies, says the coroner. Does not sound to me like a good time to reopen anything. 888-688-WALT, that's my phone number. I am live on a Sunday night at 14 minutes past the hour. This is Sterling on Sunday. I'm Walter Sterling. Many times in my life, I have imagined that I'm going to get a home security system. And then I will find out what's involved. Wires, messing up my windows, somebody coming in for half a day, going to a central office, then it costs a fortune. That's no longer true. Technology has advanced quite a bit with home security systems. Now I have a Blink home security system. How does it work? It's an app on my phone, Android or iPhone. It's an app on my phone. It connects over the internet to Blink home security cameras that are placed wherever I want them. B-L-I-N-K. Home security cameras wherever I want them. No wires. That's amazing. Then it connects over the internet to my smartphone. If somebody goes by that camera, it's motion activated, and I instantly see what's in front of that camera. It takes a video of it so I can show insurance companies or I can show the police. But more importantly, at 1 a.m, I know what's going on at my house because I work late at night. And when I work late at night, there's always that little quiet fear that something bad might be happening. Now I don't worry about it. I go to my Blink home security app, and I can see what's going on at my house. Get all the information. This only costs $79.99. The prices start at $79.99. Now, this is a real company. It's an Amazon company. It works with Alexa. You put in my name in the promo box, and you get a big discount. My name's Walter. Put in my name, and you get a discount. The website is blinkprotect.com, 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 promo code Walter.
Sterling on Sunday.
I'm Walter Sterling, and, you know, I'm a guy. And I was delighted when I found out about 4hymns.com, because 4hymns.com is a company dedicated to products for guys. Skin lotion, hair products, but the big one, the one where the eye gets bigger, F-O-R-H-I-M-S, is medicine to give guys an erection on demand. An erection on demand. It used to be the little blue pill cost a fortune, but now it's a generic medicine. If you go to 4hymns.com/Walter, 4hymns.com/Walter, you will be connected to a real doctor who will determine if a prescription is right for you. See website for full details and safety information. Now you can afford the little blue pill. This could cost hundreds if you went in person to the doctor's office or pharmacy, not to mention the embarrassment. No more. Remember, that's 4hymns.com/Walter. Get the little blue pill in generic form. It's affordable. 4hymns.com/Midnight Misfits Decoder Club. It's easy to do. Go to waltermsterling.com, waltermsterling.com, and click on the tab that says Midnight Misfits. And then you will be able to decode secret messages like this one. It's pretty scary. Pretty scary. All right, here we go. You have to decode these numbers and letters. The number 5. The ampersand. 7. 7. N as in Nancy. Y. Y. Here we go. You want to hear it again? You ready? All right, Neil Paul, Judy Anderson, Ann Knupp, Jack Kelly, John Kelly, all my Midnight Misfits, welcome. Meryl, hello Meryl, we haven't spoken in a while. How are you? Meryl Kravitz, Meryl Bevitz, welcome. The number 5, ampersand, the number 7, the number 7, NYNY. That's pretty scary. Beryl Kravitz, sorry, who sent me the best Christmas card I ever got in my life. In fact, I'm looking at it. It is a key point of decoration in the laundry room. Did I mention that in this show? I broadcast from my laundry room. There's no chance of me giving you any viruses at all. Not a remote possibility. It's not going to happen. 888-688-WALT. That is my phone number. I'm live, which means you and I get to actually speak. There's nothing else live. Don't get crazy. 888-688-WALT. And now I have to find this thing. Where is this thing? Why do I always lose this? Why is this so hard? You know, it's because we do our phones in the dumbest way possible. Which call should I take next? Okay, so you don't like any of them. Got it. All right. That's nothing personal. It's just the deal. All right, let me play this for you now. Here we go.
There are a few things worse than when a friendship doesn't feel good. Because none of us went out looking for friends because we were like, ah, I want to feel bad about myself and my life. We want friends to feel fun, to feel meaningful, to help us feel loved.
Most of my life, if I was in another city on a 3-day weekend and you were having a barbecue, you didn't invite me. The worst thing about being single, and most of my life I was single, the worst thing about being single are 3- and 4-day holidays. The summer holidays are worse than the winter holidays because, think about this, the summer holidays mean you have to be invited in. The summer holidays are pools, beaches. Let's just pretend there's no other trouble. Pools, beaches, all of that. And I can't just go to your swim club. I have to be invited. I can't just go to the beach alone. As a single guy, it's creepy. I can't play golf alone. I can't play tennis alone. Those are all invitations that need to be extended in order for me to participate in a warm weather holiday. Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, not so much. You're an idiot if you go out on New Year's, so forget about that. Christmas and Thanksgiving, there are many, many ways, from church to synagogue to helping other people, going to community centers, distant relatives. There are many ways to celebrate the winter holidays. The summer holidays, there aren't. So I said, let me listen to this audio and see if there's anything that this person can help me with in terms of just making friends. Because the one thing I've never been able to do is when I hear people say, well, I say, what'd you do this weekend? They say, well, we just hung out. How do you do that? Well, you know, we just hung out. How do you just hang out? I always had to have a plan, a map, goals. I always had to have goals. No wonder no one wants to
hang out. There are a few things worse than when a friendship doesn't feel good. Because none of us went out looking for friends because we were like, ah, I want to feel bad about myself and my life. We want friends to feel fun, to feel meaningful, to help us feel loved and more accepted, to bring more joy to our lives. We have enough other relationships in our lives that don't always do that. We want our friends to be the ones who make us feel good. And so often, it ends up feeling a little icky, a little heavy. We leave interaction with them feeling worse about ourselves or our lives. And it's quick and easy for us to label them toxic and to say they're bad. And while there might be room for them to grow, often what's happening is it's not necessarily the dynamic of any one person, but just the pattern that the two of us have developed in any relationship. Somebody else might be experiencing them differently. One of the things that the friend-intimacy triangle teaches us is that there's three things that we have to constantly be evaluating and intentionally increasing in a relationship. And at the bottom of them, at the foundation of this, these three requirements for relationships is positive.
There's trouble right there. They want me to deal with a triangle? Like what? How am I supposed to deal with a triangle? All of a sudden now I have a math problem. And they want to quantify it in some way that I couldn't even begin to understand. And she has that chirpy voice. Anytime I've gotten near how to win friends and influence people, it's never worked out for me. Now which call do you want me to take?
Hello. Mike, welcome to Sterling on Sunday at 888-688-WALT. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Walt. You have a great show. Really
Thank
love
you.
It. You're a great
you,
Jeff.
Thank you, Mike.
I had an idea. I heard about a bill that they were planning on passing that one senator was proposing to give every American $2,000 a month, you know, increasing it from the $1,200, just as long as the epidemic is still, you know, around until it ends. I think that's a great idea because that would help, you know, people who want to work from home, and you'd have a little extra income, which would, you know, offset some of the expenses.
Well, it's not $1,200 a month for good. It's one-time shot of $1,200 a month if you're poor.
Right, but there's a bill in Congress from another guy that says that after the $1,200, that after that they have a proposal that they'd like to do $2,000 a month every month until the pandemic goes away.
Now,
maybe it's for the rest of the year.
Do you work?
No, I don't. No.
And who do you live with?
By myself.
See, you have it made. You have it made. You're living by yourself, and thank you very much for the call. I live with three girls, three daughters, and a wife who's right. She's always right. Chris in Las Vegas, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hello, Chris.
Hey, Walt. How you doing, buddy? Just giving you a call. I wanted to follow up on the knucklehead who couldn't get his words out as far as the view of Las Vegas Strip.
Tell me about the Strip right now. Tell me what it looks like right now.
The Las Vegas Strip, well, I'm looking at it from up in the northwestern part of the valley, which is about 25-minute drive away. And I work not too far from there. It's pretty sad, Walt. It's pretty sad. It must be the same thing as New York City with not having the people walking around. It is a literal ghost town. Some of the hotels they're blacked out. They don't have their lights on. And again, if you happen to travel up and down the Strip, you'll see, Metro Police every once in a while have somebody who, for whatever reason, thought they'd be allowed to walk down the road without being,
let me get this straight. Suspicion. Let me get this straight. So the cops are stopping people who are walking around.
Yeah, they are. Yes. You got it, bud.
Thank you very much
for
your call. I appreciate the call. Thank you very much for the call at 888-688-WALT. You know what I'd like you to do? If you have one of those overpriced iPhones, if you have a camera, I'd like you to take a picture of whatever you're looking at. Take a picture of it right now and email it to me at waltermsterling@gmail.com. And I'll post it on Tuesday on my Facebook page. I want to see what you're looking at right now because it's a different landscape than it was a month ago, right? These will be fantastic pictures. I'll be able to show the grandkids one day. I'll say, no, really. It was like the dome in the Simpsons movie or that bad NBC series or the first episode of the first movie of the X-Files. They'll go, no, that didn't really happen. One of the experts suggests, you know what we should do? We should keep a diary that the diaries that took place in the past pandemics at the turn of the century, the last century, have been incredibly valuable to science. Keep a record. Keep a record. But take a picture of whatever you're looking at right now and email it to me at waltermsterling@gmail.com. waltermsterling@gmail.com. And I'll post it on Tuesday. Well, we're having fun. We always have fun. But I need to know what you're looking at, how you feel, what you're seeing. How are you doing? 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. The name of the show is Sterling on Sunday, and we are live on a Sunday night.
Pop up on Tuesday between the hot and the cold. Start at DFW and East Texas, moving north. Models in good agreement. Outbreak of tornadoes moving northward across OKC and Tulsa, over to Little Rock, Joplin, Kansas City, Central Missouri. And very mean long track twisters headline the threats on Tuesday. So stay weather alert. But by Wednesday, the storms will lose the jet stream and just feature moderate rain and some thunder from the Gulf Coast to the Great Lakes. And by Thursday, just along the Atlantic coast, spreading out over the Ohio Valley and New England with some late-day Florida thunderstorms further to the south. Make sure you have a trusted source for information, and you can always use the local National Weather Service site online at weather.gov and turn on those alerts. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour, all night on Sterling on Sunday.
All right, 36 past the hour, 36 past the hour with Walter M. Sterling. The CDC has added 6 new symptoms to its list of possible signs of the coronavirus. The agency has updated its list to include chills, repeated shaking with chills, muscle pain, headache, sore throat, and new loss of taste or smell. Shortness of breath has also been changed to shortness of breath. So there's your update. Now, there's other information. Let's keep in focus that the coroner for the state of Georgia says, I don't have any more room for the dead bodies. And at the same time, the state of Georgia is going to start to open up barbershops, tattoo parlors, hair salons, nail salons. And we're like, whoa, what? What are you going to do? Let's just look at one small area. In New York City, 377 people per day have died. In the state of New Jersey, since March 15th, 5,914 people have died. That's an average of 231 a day. In Connecticut, 1,639 people have died since March 15th. Somehow or another, this has been turned into a flattening of the curve rather than each human life has no value. We need to open up those nail salons again soon. No, you don't. No, you don't. I am quite certain that my life is more valuable than your new manicure. And I know for a fact, having 3 daughters, you can get really nice manicures at home. I believe that we should work. I believe that we can do the tasks that we have for work better, in most cases, at home. That is my experience and my belief. If you're doing thought work, graphic artist, writer, editor, architect, engineer, mathematician, teaching, you can do all that from home. Do you remember when you were a kid, they talked about the future of education? And the future of education, they always said, was on a computer. You'd be able to learn on an electronic blackboard and over a computer. And they always showed kids with giant headphones on. And that's how they were learning French. And at Epcot, they still show the future is learning and working from home. It was a dream. It was a goal to learn school, to go to school, and to work from home. That was the Epcot dream. That was the World's Fair dream. Okay, now we get a chance to readjust. The Earth has been given a pause. We have been given a pause, a great gift. And the air is clean. The water is cleaner. People are more relaxed. Many people are sleeping better because it isn't as noisy out. The traffic is way down. We're not wasting money on gas. There are many, many benefits. And you and I get the chance to spend time with our kids. Now, there are many sides to that. One of them is cabin fever. And one of the ways I know that cabin fever is eating people alive is it used to be like you'd see blogs that would say 5 things to do on a rainy day with your kids or 20 things to do during the summer with your kids, right? Okay, that isn't what's going out now. I downloaded one today that's called, you ready? Avoid cabin fever with these 125 ideas to keep kids entertained during the crisis. 125 ideas. They knew we needed 125 ideas to keep the kids from going crazy. That's at parade.com, my friends at parade.com. Avoid cabin fever with these
and 25 ideas to keep the kids entertained during the coronavirus. I'm going to tell you, there is exactly one place that I would invest money. There's one business that is going to thrive over the next few months, the drive-through brew.
And now, in the most viable business in America, the drive-through brew. Drive-through, and you're through. Never get out of your car. Curbside on the Angels' side. Let's listen in on worker Jane and his manager at the drive-through.
My name is not Jane, it's Jake. I think we need a new announcer. Irregardless, the workload this past week has been overwhelming. Every trunk wants to be stuffed with peels or stegmeyer. There is no rest. I just try to hop along. Get it? Hops. How long it take you to think that one up, Jake? Anyway, we are the future. Every company now wishes they had a drive-through. The key is coping with everything in these trying times. Oh no, here's Mrs. Ferguson in a convertible. I wasn't planning on that in these trying times. Hello, Miss Ferguson.
No, I don't want to hear from management. I just want to hear from Jake. Jake here. Jake to me. You represent full service in these troubling days.
Mrs. Ferguson, we have to have a long talk.
Oh, yes, please.
Next time on Life at the Drive-Thru Brew.
Walmart's loading dock is looking pretty good right about now.
That's next time on Life at the Drive-Thru Brew. Word
now, do you know what a drive-thru brew is? You might not. If you live in North Carolina, the middle of Pennsylvania, Parma, Ohio, you probably do. Here's what it is. Until moments ago, it was a joke. Now it's a very significant industry. What you do is there's a small building with a big opening. Excuse me. You drive your car into the garage part. You are surrounded by refrigeration units that contain beer and soda. Then on another wall are T-shirts that say drive-thru brew and cartons of cigarettes and other stuff. You pull in. A nice person says, what would you like put in your trunk? You pop open the trunk. They put in whatever you want. You don't get out of the car. You don't have to touch anything. They put it in. They shut the trunk. You pay them and you leave. They don't want you to come out of the car. I have posted a picture of myself at a drive-thru brew. You have to see this picture. Go to the Walter M. Sterling page on Facebook and you will see me in front of a drive-thru brew. And you tell me if that isn't the future of American commerce. Because they could extend it. What if I could get a pizza put in my car without having to get out of the car? That curbside pickup thing, that's stupid. It's idiotic because it doesn't account for rain, snow, sleet, 100 degrees or 10 degrees. It's a bad idea. Instead, you drive through in a drive-thru brew, you're completely safe, you're surrounded, you're indoors. It's fantastic. That's what I'd invest in. It's 44 past the hour. I'm Walter M. Sterling. Coming up, we're going to talk about clickbait, and we're going to go over these 125 ideas to keep the kids entertained during the coronavirus. This is Sterling on Sunday. I know you're sitting there, and you're thinking about the aches and pains in your body, as I do. One day I said, why am I sitting in the aches and pains in my body? I'm going to get rid of them. And I looked around. I had heard about the CBD products, This is a product that's extracted from the hemp plant, from the marijuana plant. I said, let me try this and see if this will help me. And son of a gun, CBD products are amazing. They're extracted from the marijuana plant, from the hemp plant, and in my case, they worked. And I got them from CBDistillery.com. Now, the reason it's important to get them from a real company and not a cart in the mall or a guy on the street is these are tested,
properly purified. They have hundreds of thousands of happy customers. You can find out where they are, so you know it's a real company. CBDistillery.com. CBDistillery.com. I put it on my thumb joints, and I put it on my feet. And you know what happened? The pain went away, not in an hour. It went away right away. When would you like your pain to go away? No, when would you like your pain to go away? It can go away right away if you have my experience by using the CBD products from CBDistillery.com. 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 You put in the promo code Walter, you'll get a significant discount. These are great products. You can get them in sticks, salves, creams, pills. CBDistillery.com. Put in the promo code Walter. I don't think there's any reason to sit in your pain 1 second more. Go to the internet, check CBDistillery.com. Promo code Walter, CBDistillery.com. WPHT in Philadelphia. Real Talk 910 in San Francisco. KARN in Little Rock, Arkansas. And KMBZ in Kansas City, KMOX in St. Louis. These are big radio stations. These are actual radio stations. Avoid cabin fever with these 125 ideas to keep kids entertained. 125 ideas. Where the heck did you come up with 125? Make a cardboard fort. When I saw that that was number one, in the middle of our living room for the 8-year-old is a cardboard fort. And in it is a special section for the cats, many pillows, blankets over it, and if Daddy touches it, I'm in a lot of trouble. Amazon boxes out in the garage are good for use. All right, that sounds innocent enough. Our garbage person took away our Amazon boxes in the garage, and I was in trouble from that moment on. Set up a treasure hunt. Treasure hunts are pretty easy. Yeah, that isn't going to happen. Then I learned about something about a week ago that's really fascinating and worth the trouble. Many zoos, like the Cincinnati Zoo and aquariums like the Georgia Aquarium, have live video streams. Go to their website, and you can click on live stream and see the aquarium. You can see at the zoo, you can see the penguins being fed. You can see the fish being fed. It's kind of amazing and fun. By the way, there's another thing you can do. I just thought of this. Oh, my God, I'm such a horrible person. Not for the kids, but look at what time it is. Not for the whole family. You can also see live streams of the beaches in Monaco. And, you know, the Riviera beaches feature topless bathers. I don't know why I thought of that just now. It must have been the water. Read at home bingo. As your kids accomplish each reading task, they should cross off a bingo square. Yeah, that isn't going to work with my kids. See if any of these work with your kids. Make elephant toothpaste. Making elephant toothpaste is a great science experiment. Using the laws of both chemistry and biology, the recipe will cause an enormous foaming reaction fit for an elephant. That's in Scientific America. Film TikToks. Right now, what my kids mostly do is they play Minecraft and film TikToks. TikToks are stupid. They're like vines, but even dumber. You can take a virtual field trip to Yellowstone National Park. You can keep to a schedule. That won't be happening. What else have we got? Check out Mars. They do live streams from the rovers on Mars. Now, that's pretty smart. Make St. Patrick's Day crafts. This must be old. Enact a digital quarantine. What's that? Limiting screen time might be a good idea. In fact, some professionals recommend it. Shut up. Just shut up with your limiting screen time. I am so grateful for their iPads and iPhones and Androids and televisions. I am delighted that they can do all of these things. And especially with my 8-year-old, it helps her read and articulate and communicate. Screen time is fantastic. When I was a kid, when you were a kid, parents were very worried about how much we were watching TV.
That was nothing to worry about. Be more worried about the amount of time the kids were spending working in the factories in 1850 or getting their hands cut off with farm tools in 1850. Don't worry about how much time kids are doing with screen time. It's none of your business. The only thing in your business is if you hear your 8-year-old say, "How did you know my name?" If you hear the kids say that, that's what you need to worry about. How did you know my name? Worry about that. But when I hear this, well, okay, we're going to do homework, or now we've done enough screen time, or we're going to do reading time. You're not going to do reading time. Don't be ridiculous. Play cards. My kids like to play cards. Do some spring cleaning or organizing. Nah, it's not going to happen. Play checkers. Nah, it's not going to happen, because then I'd remember have to do it. Teach your kids chess. Lovely idea. Not going to happen. Go for a walk, play charades. It's not going to happen. Take a virtual tour of Sequoia National Park. Again, a nice idea. Host a paint night. Okay, that's a nice, great idea. Host a paint night where all of your kids get together. You roll out a big piece of paper. You take out some tempera paint or finger paints, and you say, let's paint this. Who's going to clean that up? Is it going to be the 10-year-old, the 14-year-old, the 17-year-old? Are they going to clean it up? No. Anything that requires an activity that requires cleanup is a horrible idea. It's just a horrible idea. Cooking. Cooking's a good idea. Because as I teach my children how to cook, there's great benefit to me in that when this is over and nothing's ever going to return to normal. I love it when they say, when things return to normal, when things go back, this is over, I'll be able to say to them, remember when we cooked this? Well, now I'd like you to cook that for me. I saw this great recipe. I posted it at Walter M. Sterling. I posted this recipe. I think it's up there. For junket rennet custard with a cherry topping. Now, when I was a kid, there was no junket in my house. My mother wouldn't buy it. That stuff, we're not buying that. But I was always fascinated by it. I've always been fascinated by all cooking, all pudding products. And this one had a cherry topping. And I love all things with a cherry topping. I'm going to try this. It looks pretty amazing. So we'll try that. Make a pizza. Great idea. Practice mindfulness. I have no idea what that is. I'm not going to waste your time with it. Let's see. Set up an outdoor gym class. Class, no, but an outdoor gym, yes. You know what the biggest selling item is in Japan today? It's a trampoline. A home trampoline is the biggest selling item in Japan. And remember, what we learned today, what have we learned in this show? We've learned that around the world, no matter where you go, the front page, the home page of any newspaper is exactly the same as ours. People refuse to stay off the beach. They want to know when they're getting the money from the government. They want to know when they can go to the hair salon. I don't know why that's such a big goal. Just go shampoo your hair. How come that's such a big goal? Then the other thing I have wasted my time on is clickbait. I look at the stupid things and it's like, finally, we know why Meghan Markle is such a pain in the butt. Finally, we know what happened to Tom Selleck. He is a hit TV show. We know what happened to Tom Selleck. But the weirdest clickbait, the thing for sale, is I can buy a microwave egg cooker and peeler. Cooks and peels hard-boiled eggs. Well, that sounds great. It uses the power of the microwave to steam perfectly hard-boiled eggs. That sounds great. And then I look at it, and what does it say? It says that I can have a hard-boiled egg in 8 minutes if I buy this big piece of plastic to go in the microwave. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. If I put them in a pot, how long does it take the hard-boiled egg to cook? About 8 minutes. I love being in touch with you. Walter M. Sterling at Gmail. The greatest gift you and I can be given is a request for help.
And my classroom should be as well air-conditioned as your favorite bar.
Next Sunday. All right.
Right. Stay right.